one time, while in another country, I was told that if you go to a person's house and you were offered food, the polite thing to do would be to eat all that is on your plate. The trouble with that advice at that particular time was, in that particular country, was that an empty plate indicated that you wanted more to eat. So after about 3 platefuls of food and a stomach that couldn't take any more, I just couldn't finish my plate. And thankfully, the servings stopped. I wish I would have known the cultural protocols before I ever sat down. Have you ever crashed cultural norms before? Well, on today's edition of Day by Day, we watch Jesus do that very thing. John chapter 4, verses 7 through 9 say, "There came a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus said to her, 'Give me a drink.' The Samaritan woman said to him, 'How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans.'" You see, in the first century, the cultural norm was that Jews were supposed to hate Samaritans, and the sentiment was reciprocated by the Samaritans toward the Jews. They each thought of the other as less than human, not worthy of God's mercy. So this scene we have before us would be shocking to the first century reader. No ordinary, respectable Jewish man would ever be caught intentionally initiating or carrying on a conversation with a Samaritan woman. Every Jew would do all they could to go out of their way so that they wouldn't be in the presence of Samaritans. But Jesus is far from ordinary. And we learned that Jesus went out of his way to be in the presence of Samaritans. And we learned in John chapter 3 that God loves the world. Every different type of people group found on the earth is loved by God, including the ones we think are inferior for whatever reason. So the question becomes for us, what people do we intentionally avoid because it's culturally acceptable to do so? And then ask yourself this, are they any less needful of the gospel than you? So I want to challenge you to crash cultural norms that elevate one group of people over and against other groups of people, when the reality is that all of us are in desperate need for God's grace. And one of the markers that you have received this grace is that you have a desire to go to all the world. Today, please pray for Chris Sampson and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the FIPA LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.